Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shallyoop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matt. He's Vish. She's Melissa, holding up the jersey. Why are you wearing that jersey today?
The 2024 Stanley Cup champs. First time in franchise history, 30 years in the making. The Florida Panthers. The cup has already been in the Atlantic Ocean. It's been at the Elbow Room. The Florida Panthers are the Stanley Cup champs. Florida is a hockey state. Let's go. Waiting on my Barkov jersey to get here.
Should we tell everyone what she said in the chat when they won?
I was like, fuck hoops. It's hockey time right now. I was very excited. I couldn't watch the game because I was so nervous. I was stress eating Chick-fil-A. Vish had to text me when the game was over and then told me what happened. And then I cried like I did when the Canes made the Final Four.
So, you know, I was not going to rat Melissa out for her anti-hoops chat, but Matt, you just went right into it, huh?
I'll admit it. Yeah. Listen, it's different when you're like a team you followed for a long time wins their first championship. So backstory, I still have the Panthers jersey that I got for my 7th birthday. All right. So that's how long I go back following the Florida Panthers. So the Canes eventually winning a hoops natty will mean the most to me. But right now, the first championship, always the best.
Yes, and we know that feeling. You know, the Mavericks struggled through a lot, got cheated by the refs out of one in 2006, but came back in 2011. So yeah, we know the feeling. You know what?
Listen, the Mavs and the Heat, they traded back and forth.
I am very happy because I'm not outnumbered on this show because we got my guy Nate here. So
Yeah, yeah.
I got Jackson.
I got Jackson's a Heat fan.
I got backup this time.
For those watching, I mean, we don't have anyone in the chat because our usual chat people are actually backstage.
Everyone's in the show. Yeah. We have a loaded backstage, by the way.
So tonight is the more anticipated OG show, at least for me. It took a bit to organize everybody's schedules. We got three of the four. I don't know where Kane's Cat's Heat is. He might still be celebrating the Panthers' victory as well.
God knows.
But these three people that have been following us since the beginning, we're excited to have them on. Let's bring them all on.
All right, let's see.
And we'll have them introduce themselves.
Let's see how many we can fit in. All right, I think we got all.
There we go. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay. Welcome. If we want to start with Jackson and go across,
Before we do that, I will say, kudos to all three of you for getting the technology right. The number of times we have guests on where they're like, we're 2 minutes in the show, like, it's not working and all that stuff. See, Melissa, Matt, and I do this regularly, so we've got the tech worked out. Man, no technical issues. I am impressed. Good to hear everyone. Good job. Round of applause.
So starting with Jackson and going across, introduce yourselves, say some, how you became a Canes fan, and we'll go from there.
So I'm Jackson, and I go to the University of Miami. I'm going to my senior year next year, which is unbelievable. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've been there for 3 years, but I have, and I've been a UM sports fan for the majority of my life. I'm from Kentucky, and that's where I am right now. I'm at home, but I just – you know, college sports is a big deal where I'm from, but I just wanted to like a different team, and I just want to be different from everybody else here. So I was like, I like big cities. I like the warm weather. I like the colors green and orange. I like the ACC at the time. So I was like, you know, Miami. And then I was like, I want to go to school there, and I like the sports teams there. So that's kind of how it all started. That was like at the end of the Al Golden years. So it wasn't good times, but.
That means you're a true fan if you were rooting for them, even when we were losing.
2017 has really been the only really good football season I've seen. And then now I've had the two basketball seasons while I've been a student at UM, which has been more special. And if you would have told me that day I walked on campus as a freshman, if we would go to Elite Eight my freshman year and then the Final Four my sophomore year, I'd been like, there's no way. Because it was so down at that time when at the beginning of my freshman year, you know, nobody had any expectations. And then we did what we did, so that was special.
Nice. And my guy Nate,
real quick on Jackson. So when I made the ill-fated decision to go to that Kentucky game, I did run into him and met his sister too.
Yeah.
They're all Kentucky.
Me and Jackson
people
have Jackson. Met. Me and Jackson met at the Coop meetup.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you, Jackson, and I watched a basketball game together.
Oh, that's right. You saw the second half of the women's game with us.
I'm talking about. Yes. I saw our guy because he's talking about he's from Kentucky.
Yeah,
you know, take the U back to his home, but actual foreign territory, and like his whole family. I met his sister.
Enemy territory.
They're all Kentucky people, and he was repping the U there. Didn't go our way most of the season.
No, that was a rough night.
But shout out to Jackson for that. Actually, while we're doing this, let's see, I think we can get seven in here. We got. Wow, I don't think there's usually a Finns in here, but our guy.
Oh, he showed up. I was wondering if he was.
I mean, do we gotta call you CCFH now? What's this Finns doing in there?
I thought there was a Finns. Well, I mean, on one of my other things was a Finn.
Wait, we got a. He's going to appreciate this jersey. Let's go. Let me
see. Oh, okay. No, it was a wild 2 days. I went out with the team yesterday to Las Olas. Nice. It was crazy. At 8 o'clock, it was crazy. Jumping in the water with the team, that was insane.
All right, Nate, what's up? Me and Nate went to UM undergrad together. We were season ticket holders for a long time. But Nate, how'd you become a Canes fan? What's up? Welcome.
I was 5 years old, and my aunt took me to the 1991 Cotton Bowl. So if you look at the tape, when Thrill Hill runs into the tunnel, you see a little kid like behind the little banner thing. That was me.
No way. Okay, I gotta go look for that now.
So I was little. I was a little tiny guy, and I was just sold ever since. And then. High school, I applied. Still have my acceptance letter somewhere in a frame. Liked this so much, I stayed for multiple degrees. What does that tell you?
Wow. Me and Nate rocked general admission for a very long time as season ticket holders until he moved away.
Well, I had to do something after law school.
Nate was the guy who, because my voice doesn't travel, I would tell him shit to yell, and then he would just yell it, and everybody would hear. So, all right, next up, we got Bill. What's up, Bill?
It's all good. The original old guy here. Obviously, I was
graduating
from Miami before you guys were all born, probably. 1980 graduate, and born and raised in Miami. I don't live there anymore, but when I was a high schooler, my mom said I could go to any college I wanted as long as it was in Dade County. So I went to the U, and I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah, Bill and I met.
You met up with Vish at a game, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I met Bill's son too as well.
Yeah, I'm up in Durham now, so I'm looking forward to some more. Unfortunately, there's no football games up here this year, but I think there'll be some basketball games.
Well, this is just becoming a horror show of my poor decisions to travel to road games this year. Like, hey, man, Jackson at Kentucky, Bill at Wake Forest. That didn't go up.
Maybe you're bad luck. I don't know.
Wake Forest was competitive, at least.
Your road record's almost as bad as mine.
Yeah,
I don't know. I went to all those games to go to the Final Four, so I feel like I built up some collateral there.
And then you went to the Final Four, and we hung out, and we saw that ended.
That's true. Yes, so I should blame the two of you. Everything was fine until you showed up.
Hey, I'm going to the Charleston Classic. So Vish, stay home, okay?
Oh wow!
No, just kidding.
Got an invitation there. Nice.
All right. Last but not least, we weren't sure he was going to show up because he was Twitter silent. Canes Cats, Finns Heat.
The Finns is definitely not normally in
that's
there.
New, but introduce yourself. How'd you become a Canes fan?
I became a Canes fan. I don't even know, honestly. It was, I think, 2009 when we played the year we played Oklahoma, FSU at home. I mean, we had season tickets for the first year. And then, I mean, truthfully, I didn't even know the school existed. Until that year, I didn't even know we had any type of sports. Same with basketball. I didn't know we had a team until we got season tickets to Shane Larkin year that we went all the way. And then after that, we've had tickets ever since. Same with baseball. I didn't know anything about them until we got season tickets. And I've had tickets now, and then now we're donors and boosters, and it's grown ever since.
Yeah, I can't get the F in there. CCH is a big baseball guy. Probably our only fan on Canes on Deck that shows up every week, but he's a big baseball guy. So
I mean, that's one of the only teams I really love. I love the baseball team. They don't get a lot of attention. They're like the underdogs, in my opinion.
I mean, it was a bad year last year, but the milkshakes are still good.
Theme for the show: it was a bad year last year.
Listen, it was a good year for hockey, so we're gonna take that. The Canes are the
Division 3 champs. Hockey as well,
right?
Division 3 champs.
UM won a national championship before the Florida Panthers did. I just want to point that out.
No, they didn't.
By the way, Hoodie, just so you know, that jersey is a collector's item as of today because Fanatics took over making NHL jerseys. So take care of that jersey.
She's got more on the way, but they're not going to be up to that quality.
I spent some money on some merch on Monday night. All right. So should we do the Chick-fil-A Popeyes question?
We can do it. It's not going on the board.
It's not going on the board because I don't have enough space. We actually already know one answer because we know Bill's answer because he comments on this all the time. But real quick, all four of y'all, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A? Jackson, go first.
Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes.
Nate. Oh.
Let's go.
Bill.
Nate can get on the board.
We know Bill's is Popeyes.
Popeyes with Bojangles is not nearby.
I've never even had Popeyes, honestly. I've never even had it. Is it good? No, yes. I'm truthful.
Yo, man, go like a block over from Mark Light. There's one in the corner of Red Road and US 1.
I've never had it, ever. I've had Chick-fil-A tons of times. It's right next to my house. That's why.
They're Popeyes on US 1 and Red Road.
Like when they had the crave for the chicken sandwiches, like I was debating on going, and then I would see the lines, and I was just like, there's no way.
Now
they're empty.
The next time you have a craving for Chick-fil-A on Sunday, then you can go to Popeyes.
There you go.
Happens all the time. That actually happens all the time.
Matt and Vish were so excited that Bill was coming on because of the Popeyes love.
I don't know that I was aware of that. He gave a good.
Oh yeah, it's dude. We've talked about it on Twitter all the time.
Bill always comments about Popeyes.
Maybe it's just me and Bill then. I don't know.
Popeyes and Serbian basketball players. That's all we need.
A Serbian got drafted, by the way.
I definitely knew about that.
Serbian got drafted. Keyshawn George has not been drafted yet. I'm waiting to see.
I know. I have terrible. Twitter up. I have it up.
I'm holding out hope.
But look at Bill is completely acclimated to North Carolina. He went straight in with Bojangles. Look at this.
Bojangles is good.
Bojangles biscuits are.
Those I biscuit, went to Bojangles when we went fire. That's delicious. Is it the same as Popeyes? Similar?
It's completely different, to be honest.
It is, it is.
Well, especially with the customer service.
Yeah. I mean, that is the thing. I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear. When you actually get the correct sandwich you ordered,
it's good.
Without getting screamed at by the person working at Popeyes, it is a better sandwich. That's all. I get the rest of it. I'm not disputing the rest of it.
Chick-fil-A beats Popeyes in customer service for sure, even though when they say my pleasure, it creeps Matt out.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. It's
like really... a robot. It's a robot response.
Popeyes is a Miami company, and that's the
I try to walk away before they can say it, so...
It's like if you say thank you for something, they immediately say my pleasure. So we were gonna ask about what like y'all's favorite game was last season, but like I feel like last season was a complete disaster. So if we want to move it to the season before in our final four run, if you want to talk about like your favorite game or one of your favorite moments from the season, we can roll with that.
Well, let's do it this way. Pick a moment from the last 2 years, your favorite game.
Yeah, there you go. Jackson, you get to keep going first.
Well, there's nothing from last year that was good. I mean, we did our last win. Virginia Tech was decent, but I mean, that's like
that season before.
But I was gonna, you know, everyone wants to say the Elite Eight Texas game, which I mean, is really my favorite. But being a student and being in the student section for the Virginia Tech run, not last year, but the year before, when Nigel Pack hit those three or four threes in a row, like we were, I don't know, I feel like we were maybe down by two or three, and then he just caught fire and we went up by like 6 to 8 points. And I just remember that was probably one of the loudest moments I've heard the Watts go as a student, which that was a cool moment.
And it's the Pitt game also
storming the court was.
Yeah, that was also like, this is 2 years ago. So if you remember, Nigel got off to a little bit of slow start.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, and that was like, oh, okay. That was that moment. All right, this is the guy everyone's talking about. Look at this. Yeah.
But the games hit different when you're there. Like all of my favorite Canes games of the past are ones that I'm in the arena for.
Yeah.
So, Nate?
I got to go with the Houston game, the Sweet 16 game. I was driving home from work, so my fiance is calling me, basically giving me play-by-play because I kept hitting, like, I couldn't get it on XM satellite radio. So it's like, oh, Nigel Pack goes up. Oh, he hit another three. And then I'm, like, driving, and I got so, like, amped, I, like, pulled off the freeway in Phoenix rush hour traffic and drove into a Culver's parking lot.
Culver's.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
Hope you got a customer too. Oh, this is cracking up, Matt.
And for background, Nate's from Texas. So I don't know if it hit a little harder because it was a Texas team that we beat.
Which by the way, like I know we met in Phoenix and all. I am only now like realizing Nate is so from Dallas with that accent. That is a Dallas accent. It's not just a Texas accent. He is like 100% from Dallas. I love it. So it's like, talking to my cousins back home. I'm like, man, this guy's from Dallas.
I actually went through the Culver's drive-through to get ice cream right when he hit that last like heat check three. And like they're like, the lady was like, hey, here's your ice cream. I was like, here's my car. Just take the
car. Stop talking to me. All right, Bill.
I'd have to say the year before the Pittsburgh game, the final game of the season where they won the championship,
the regular season.
Regular season championship. It's a pretty exciting game.
It's very nerve-wracking.
That was the one where it almost went to overtime because
right.
Yeah.
They shot a three the possession before where the guy was like inside the 3-point line and they called it a three and no one reviewed it.
Right.
It was like almost FSU. It was almost like FSU deja.
Yeah,
this one was worse though because the only reason they cut to one possession is they shot a two, they scored it a three,
there's a timeout. No one reviewed this thing. They kept the 3 points on the board. Even the commentator's like, I don't understand what's happening here. And then we missed a free throw, and they had a shot at the buzzer to try and force overtime, which should have been a 4-point game and shouldn't have mattered. So
right.
That was almost a
complete... It was exciting. That's yeah, why I it liked
was exciting. It. It was exciting. That was when I was still – look at this. We got, what, 7 people on the show now. I was still doing – independent. I talked to camera. That feed is out there on YouTube somewhere. I couldn't get anyone to do a
this
show.
This is before the pod existed.
Yeah, I did a talk to camera. I was sitting. Actually, I was at my brother's house because he watched the game. So I went to his office and, like, if you look at that, I'm in a strange place talking to camera by myself. Talked about how we just won the ACC. That was a lot changed in a year.
Need more.
Before Vish picked me up from the airport and I had never met him.
Your mom doesn't listen to this, right?
He doesn't.
You told some. In that case, she's told some lie where I'm actually Nate's friend and Nate introduced us.
And I've told Nate that. Nate knows the story. I was like, if you ever meet my mom, you've
but
been
Nate and I are friends too now, so it's fine. But she's like, just in case you ever meet my mom, you knew Nate before you met me.
I allowed an online friend I had never met to pick me up from the airport just because I wanted to save the like $60 on an Uber ride. All right, Canes, Cats, Heat. Favorite game from the Final Four run?
From the Final Four run? I mean, there was a few. There was
or last year, if you want
to. Or last year, but last year was such a disaster.
Last year's for sure is Clemson. I mean, I really thought we were turning the corner after that Clemson win. I mean, it was a huge win. That was a huge win at the time.
We had a lot of fun.
They were ranked like 10th in the nation. I mean, we thought we were turning the corner.
The Norchad wave.
Yeah, that's when Matt got into a PJ Hall's mom. That was a
the other year for sure, the Wake Forest game. I mean, we were down by like almost 18 points at home, something like that. And their coach was talking shit, and he was upset that we won because we came back and won. We also had like a huge comeback against NC State. I mean, there was like so many comebacks that year against, on teams at home. We were down by like multiple times, like 10 points. And we somehow found a way, like, in the last 10 minutes of the game to come through and win. I mean, hopefully we can do that this year. A little bit better. But those for sure are the two moments. I mean, and then I was also telling you guys, I mean, from the jump, like, there's also some bad games. Like, yeah, FIU won, I really thought we were going to win. I really, really thought we should have lost.
That is, yeah, we've had fun gifting me because I was doing the football show during that and just having, like, a meltdown on the stream while they're like, about the third string left tackle, and I'm like,
that's all the Vish gifts we have. Him going like this.
In all reality, that FIU game was a little. The FIU game and then the Kentucky game a couple weeks later were real teasers of what was to come.
Colorado.
No, it was before they also played bad against the D2 school. They played bad against a really low team. We created so many turnovers, like against so many bad teams. It was really uncharacteristic for us early in the year.
We were talking like it was the end of the world when we beat Notre Dame.
Oh my God, we only scored like 50 points.
Just remember, by the end of the season, you were waiting for the season to be over. Like the ACC tournament. I don't think I watched the full game. I just
Matt flew across the country for the ACC tournament.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah, no, that was Matt and I were there.
I knew it was gonna happen.
By the time
to go see Vish.
Yeah, I mean, it was in DC, so it was local for me. So Matt had planned like, yeah, we're gonna do some tour stuff. You know, probably won't play till Thursday. We'd have these discussions like, all right, maybe if we fall out of the top four, we'll play Wednesday. We're definitely not playing Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Good thing Matt flew in Monday. Just had planned to do that because we're going to knock the tourist stuff out and then we'll do the basketball the back half of the week. Did not work out that way.
Who knew the Montana State game would be more thrilling?
I mean, we did pick what was like
a lot of other teams.
I mean, so the first day, this was all new information to me, but the first day of the ACC tournament was all general admission tickets. We paid like $2 a ticket. So I am. You know, after spending all that money following the team around 2 years ago, I appreciated the savings in my wallet.
$2.
Yeah, I mean, I live here, so I like we went over to $2 for the metro, $2 for the ticket we were in.
Probably $2 for a hot dog.
For context, Vish went to every tournament game on our Final Four run.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and then Vish spent some money.
We went 4-0, and then you showed up, and that was the end of that.
I listen, you know. But me showing up was a good thing because the pod exists, because the three of us.
I mean, but also I like Matt. Yeah, Matt and I started doing shows before that.
And a big part of that was Nate starting a group text, seeing who was going to go to the Final Four, and my other friends like taking forever, and I was like, "Fuck this, I'm going with Nate." So that's why I ended up. I mean, I wanted to go. I just didn't want to go by myself. But I'm like, "All right, Nate's going, so I've got a friend."
Hey, well, you can thank my fiance for that, because I was having that debate.
And wait, but it was local for you at the time. I know you moved from Phoenix.
I was at Phoenix, but I was having that debate, like, can I get the time off?
Yeah.
And she straight up, like, went and bought plane tickets and, like, game tickets before I was like, well, I'm thinking about, she's like, oh, you're going, because I already just bought our plane tickets and our hotel room.
Nice.
He's a keeper. Yeah. That's a keeper right there.
You know, Matt did not book his return flight. And then, like, by the time the game...
Because I mean, coming from Southern California, my flight there was with a bunch of San Diego State fans. It was like the weirdest thing ever. It was a whole plane of San Diego State fans. And
I was sitting with a bunch of FAU fans on my flight.
Yeah, well, I didn't buy a game ticket, and I didn't buy a return flight. I didn't buy a game ticket until I was about to walk into the stadium.
Wait, I thought you bought it at the barbecue place.
No, but I thought it was weird, so much money. When we were going to the stadium.
How much did you spend for your ticket?
I don't even remember. It was super cheap.
I spent like $200 on nosebleeds.
It was like $60 or $50 even than that.
I'm not even gonna say how much I spent.
Me and Russ, one of our good friends, mine and Nate's good friend, he had bought two tickets because it was cheaper to buy two and then sell one.
No, of course.
And so me and him were sitting together in like the 600s.
Yeah, no, I spent the GDP of a small country, so just
Jackson, you were in the student section, right, Jackson?
Yes. Oh, nice, nice. I don't know if I've really told the story, but I barely got there because I should have left. My school work around that Final Four game, I had to get so much like moved around. I had to literally beg a professor to move a test that we were supposed to have that Monday. I was like, it didn't even matter because we didn't win. But he finally moved it, but he just didn't know much about sports. And like me and several other classmates were like, please move this test so we can, you know, stay in Houston if we win. And so I left early. I left Miami, I don't know, like 6 a.m. that Saturday morning. And I had a connect flight in Atlanta. And there were storms in Atlanta. So we'd like circle the sky for a while. And then
A delay in Atlanta, always.
And then we ended up landing in Birmingham. So I was like, what in the world do I do now? I thought I was stuck there. And then I looked at my phone. I looked up just any flights, and there was one flight out of Birmingham by United that got me to Houston by like 4 o'clock. So somehow I had to deboard the Delta plane, which they weren't too happy about. But I'm like, I don't care. I have to be in Houston tonight, not tomorrow.
Dang.
I almost missed my flight because I had to connect through Atlanta going to Houston, but it was the day before. But I almost missed my flight also because they sat us on the runway for 45 minutes. So when I got off the plane, they were in final boarding.
Yeah. And it wasn't Atlanta's fault. It's just their storms, which is just, you should always leave the day before, not the day of.
Never book a flight through Atlanta unless you have like a 5-hour layover. Atlanta, yeah. No offense to the Atlanta people, but you have the worst airport in the history of airports.
Well, that was my friend, no, too.
I think Miami might be worse.
Miami's I fly in and out of Miami all the time without issue.
Atlanta's special.
Yeah, no, Atlanta's a pain, man. Actually, my friend that Bill met, I don't know if he actually said hi to him, but that I went to the Wake Forest game with, he was flying, he's like, I'm not going to leave it to chance taking the first flight out of Charlotte, because it's like an hour and a half drive from Winston-Salem. Straight to Houston. He texts me that morning, delayed. It's delayed so bad. Like, that's why we weren't going to barbecue. Then went to barbecue because I was like going to pick him up from the airport. And I'm like, dude, you're way too late. So I was like, Matt, you want to go out barbecue with this person we hung out with last night, which is Melissa? It's like, all right. So I picked Matt up because we were staying near each other and we went over there. This guy showed up like with 2 minutes left in the FAU game, saw the buzzer beater. Meanwhile, my other dumbass friends and Matt and I were like sitting outside, like on the porch over there. So we weren't in the arena on that.
Did I tell the story? I don't know if I told the story on air that I literally thought Vish was going to ghost me the next day because the three of us hung out the night before. And I talked his ear off for like hours about sports. And so I was like, I texted him the next day to see if he wanted to go, because me and Nate and a bunch of our friends that we were going to the game with, we're all meeting up for barbecue. I'm like, oh, let me see if he wants to go, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's no way he's going to answer me, because I probably annoyed the crap out of him the night before. And then we almost got into a car accident because of Lex. Oh my God. So I was somewhat surprised he answered me, because I was like, oh, he probably thinks I'm really annoying. And here we are a year later.
Well, yeah, but Lex, we're driving like on an interstate, and Lex somehow, he'd been on, so I do the football show, he'd been on the show with us before, and then I'm like, he's like, oh yeah, and I'm like, dude, you've been on my show before. He's like, oh crap, you're Jazz, because he knows Jazz better than me. And he grabbed my arm, he's like, hey, I'm shaking my dude, I am... Like, we're doing like 75 on the highway, and I mean, you don't grab my freaking arm.
But what's funny to me is, I mean, I guess I shouldn't talk because I let you pick me up from the airport, but he got in a car with all of us, and he never met any of us either till that day.
Yeah, no, it was just
an evening of bad decisions by all of us.
And actually, Matt and I hadn't met in person. We'd started doing shows together during like the tournament. Yeah. But like, yeah, we picked Matt up, and then Melissa thought we knew each other, and we didn't know each other either. It was a stranger danger final four. Yeah, it was
all the things you're not supposed to do, especially as like a young woman traveling by herself. Like, yeah, get in a car with someone you don't know. But I mean, that's basically what Uber is now. So I mean, So anyway, let's talk more basketball. So last season was shitty. Obviously, we had high expectations, but we obviously have rebuilt this whole team around Nigel Pack and Matthew Cleveland. So among all of the new players that are coming in, who are you guys most excited to see next season?
Can I make this a two-parter?
Okay, yeah.
And what would you like, if you could give a grade, what would you give for the offseason moves too?
Okay.
Like overall.
Should we start with Canes Cats Heat first and give Jackson more time to think?
There we go.
Did you hear the question, Canes Cats Heat?
I heard the question. I don't know. I don't really know what to grade it. I mean, I feel like you'll find out truly day one when they start practicing.
All right, which player?
Baseball.
Which player are you most excited to see as a newcomer? Which player?
For sure, Brandon Johnson. For sure. Hopefully, he can live up to what he's been doing. I mean, that would be a great addition. I mean, a freshman. I mean, I know you guys have said he's not going to play, but Isaiah Johnson. I mean, hopefully, he can play. I mean, Coach L talked him up, but. I mean, he talks up a lot of guys before, too, and they don't really play their freshman year. So hopefully he can get some time. But those are the two.
I like the Brandon Johnson pick, a little stretch four action. All right, Bill.
Of course you do. What you got?
Well, I'm most excited to see how Jalen Bethea does. I think he's the most exciting potential.
Oh, for sure.
And as far as the transfers, I think – getting a 6'10 center is a big step up for us. And I'd give the overall offseason moves a B+.
That's solid. I like that.
I am happy they filled the roster, regardless of what I said earlier.
So, so question, if we added a Serbian, would that be an A+?
Absolutely.
Okay. So wait, can I jump in for 1 second? Did we fill all the scholarships like completely?
Or do we have one? Yeah. No, it's all filled.
It's filled.
All filled.
Although the last couple were
It was mainly one of them.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, we all may be surprised. So.
But that's also that's still a good use of scholarship, because they don't do anything if you don't use them. It's a 1 year guy, and
right,
you know, it gives you an advantage over other teams. He'll help in practice. He could have to play him. You'd rather have him than an actual walk on. So,
all right,
as well.
2 points.
So overall roster, I would give a B. Now, if someone like Norchad had come back, that pushes you into that A- range. But
we don't acknowledge that person around here. So,
whoa,
come on,
we have to let that go. But it was a great overhaul, because honestly, from what we saw, it was amazing how the loss of Isaiah and Jordan, like, you saw the chemistry stunk. It was bad, and you could see as adversity hit, the team just like went their own way. So I think Coach L had to cut some of that out, and we lost some people that we all loved, but it had to happen. The guy I'm excited about, like Bill, I want to see what Bethea does. Like, we have a guy that's a potential lottery pick, and is one of the highest rated recruits we've ever had. You want to see what he does as a freshman. He's going to get something that a lot of our other highly rated freshmen didn't really get, is the opportunity to kind of ease into it. Because we had, when Lonnie came in, we had to expect big things from him. It was like, Lonnie, you're going to come in, you need to be like good, like day one. And we got a little, let's be honest, we all got a little frustrated when he came in, and it took him, you know, 10, 12 games to really find his footing. It took a little while. Jaleel's going to be able to come in, feel his way out. He has Nigel there. He has some experienced guys that can say, hey, this is how we do it at this level. And it's going to be great over the summer that he gets to work out with them and run with them and be around experienced guys that want to mentor him. So I'm really excited to see what he does.
He's around a lot of last year guys too. He's got a lot of seniors around him. It's going to be another overhaul the next season after this. So Jackson, what do you think?
So I think the one I'm most excited for, which no one said, is AJ Stanton McCray, just because that one was like a late pickup, the guy from Sanford. Yep. And like, it just came out of the blue. I don't know. It just surprised me. And I'm a guy who really likes defense and values defense. And that's one thing, you know, it worked. We were decently defensively the Elite Eight year. And then the Final Four team had its good defensive moments, but wasn't really a great defensive team. And then last year was, didn't really have any good defensive moments at all, I don't feel like. But I just feel like we need to play better defense going forward, just so we don't have to always outscore everybody, which outscoring everybody is fun, you know. And I still want to be a high-scoring offense, but I feel like we need to have some solid defenders. And offseason, I was going to say B+. That's what either Bill or Nate said. I don't know. I feel like you could go between A- and the B range, just depending on how you feel about things. I like our bench. Like, our bench was horrific last year. I don't know if I've ever seen such a bad bench in my life on any team. But I think I like the depth we have. I'm a little skeptical just kind of after last season what happens. But I think I like what we got. I need to see it for a couple of games to make, you know, to be confident in it. It's brand new. I
mean,
it's
cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. That's a good way. It's completely brand new, but I mean, that's kind of how the sport works these days. You know, everybody, there's so many, especially this season after the portal was just crazy this off season. And, you know, like teams like Arkansas and Kentucky, I mean, there's so many teams that are just, you know, coaching changes and stuff, just brand new teams. So it'll be interesting to see, but I'm cautiously optimistic. It can't be as bad as last year. That's my hope.
Let's hope.
What are your guys' thoughts on the SEC-ACC challenge matchup?
I told you we would get a good game. I told you we would get someone good. You guys didn't think we'd get a good matchup.
We never really have.
Last year was a disaster.
They gave us a good one last year. They had to show us some love again. I mean, if they sent us to Kentucky, they had to send a good team back towards us. I mean, they sent a pretty good team towards us this year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're getting a lot of – everybody's saying we're going to be third or fourth in the ACC, so I think they had to match up, you know, with a decent team, and with Cal going over there, I think that's, you know, going to make it more interesting. So
We'll likely
win. I mean, we're very good at home.
Yep.
I think so.
I mean, until last year – last year we snapped our home win streak.
Well, last year we just weren't good at all, so I don't know that it mattered if we were.
They have some good players. I don't know too much about them, but I think they got a solid team. It'll, you know, it's a Cal coach team, which can be really hit or miss. But
well,
you know,
they got a lot of talent, but they're like us. You know, we don't know how they play together. You know,
yeah. They rebuilt too, so that's a good point.
Exactly. And the big thing about Arkansas, and it's interesting, I have to look this up. Have we ever played Arkansas in basketball? Like,
I don't think. No, we definitely have. We played – oh, God, I'm going to
How long ago, Vish?
This was in the NCAA tournament in 2000. We beat them in the first round. We were the 6th seed. They were the 11th seed. Had a big lead. Almost blew it at the end. Ended up winning by 4. Made the Sweet 16 that year. Beat Ohio State.
Was that the last Nolan Richardson year?
Nolan Richardson was their coach. I think he stuck around. That was Leonard
Hamilton. I think that was right around the time he was getting ready to head.
Yeah.
I think that was a year Arkansas wasn't supposed to make the tournament. It won the SEC that year or something. I feel like that was one of those years.
That was Leonard Hamilton's last year in Miami. He made the Sweet 16, then he went to the Wizards. We most definitely played Arkansas. That game I remember.
Yep. We also have Tennessee in Madison Square Garden, which I'm excited about. That'll be awesome.
On a freaking Tuesday.
Yeah. That's Tuesday.
I might have to drive down from Rochester for that.
That's close-ish for you.
I was planning another weekend in D.C. We were going to drive up, and then it's like, oh, it's on a Tuesday.
I know. We were going to train up. I'm not parking in Manhattan, man. We're taking the train up,
but it's on a Tuesday. Because last year at Barclays, it was on a Sunday, and so me and Vish drove up for that. But it's fine. I'm not going to go, so we have a chance to win now.
Dalton Connect. Dalton Connect's for sure gone. He just got drafted.
You know, he got drafted by
the Lakers.
Yeah,
Matt's very happy.
So I don't know who they have coming back, but I mean they've been really good the last 3 to 4 years. Tennessee, so that should be an exciting game. Good measuring stick.
Yeah, they still have Ziegler. I know they still Jemai Mashak. He's a guy that's like from around this area, pretty good role player. And I think they added some transfers too. That should be a good game as well.
And it's Rick Barnes. You look at his career, he reloads well, and you know what you're getting out of Rick Barnes. Any Rick Barnes team's going to be well coached. They're going to be consistent. He's one of those guys.
Yep.
So I know a lot of you guys said, oh, wait and see when they play. But you guys want to give a way too early prediction on where you think we finish in the ACC next year?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
They said Keyshawn just got picked.
Oh, by the Knicks?
By the Knicks?
By the Wizards?
The Wizards.
Oh, shit. I'm going
to town, Vish.
I'm going to games. I'm
going
to go watch that dude play.
There you go.
Because the ESPN seed is still 2 picks.
That's your team, Vish.
It's not my team. It is absolutely not my team.
They always ruin it.
No, they got the trade. They got a trade for Dallas. That's why they got him. They traded to Dallas.
Did they trade him to Dallas?
No, they traded from Dallas. They got the pick from Dallas.
Oh, but that was old stuff, right?
They got the 24th and 25th pick, it looks like.
Oh, wait, no, that's the Knicks, but the Wizards picked Keyshawn.
Oh, that's probably the Gafford trade.
Yeah.
Okay.
People
are posting it that he's going to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Vish, you're going to have to.
Oh, they traded up to get him.
Did they?
Yeah, the Wizards trade to 24 and got Keyshawn.
That's awesome.
I'm definitely gonna have to go watch him play.
Did you see how nice did you see how nice his fro was looking today?
And his fro was badass.
Yeah, his fro was on point.
That's the first thing I noticed. I was like, oh, the fro, I love it. I'm gonna miss the fro. I gotta find a new guy to have to comment on the hairstyle.
I've always wanted to ask him, honestly. How much oil sheen is he using? Like, does he do like the soul glow thing when he's like in the mirror in the morning?
That's the question out of our panelists. Only you can ask. We can't touch that. I'm not commenting on that.
We're a well-versed panel.
It takes maintenance. It's not
they
easy.
They can ask that question. They can ask that question.
Me and Nate were sitting in general mission together that night we beat number one Duke in 2013. Do you remember that, Nate?
I
remember at halftime looking at Nate and being like, can we hold this 20-point lead? Like,
well, were you there when you got to
run eventually? And then it was like, okay. And then people
started getting ready to storm the
court. And it was like, okay.
It was the most nervous I had been going into a second half having like a 20-point lead.
Nervous.
Because it was like Duke. Duke makes runs.
Everyone knew that we were going to win that game. I mean, the tickets for that game were like $400. The game was crazy. I mean, we stormed the court. It was like one of the greatest moments ever of my life.
My general admission season tickets cost me $100 that year.
Ah, the memories.
Nate, were you there when she got thrown out of the game?
Yeah, I was there. Actually, it's actually funny. I actually was probably one of the first students that invested in season tickets for basketball.
And this he was sitting in the student section, so he got season tickets. So he witnessed it from across the court.
Yeah. And Melissa knows this all started our first year, our freshman year was our first year in the ACC. And so we played Duke. And yes, I've gone to every home game that year, every single one. And so I get out of biology 161, and I'm running to the convocation center, line around the corner. I barely get in. And I was like, this stinks. Next year, I'm just going to buy tickets and have seats. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started in your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
I mean, they were available for sure, too.
Exactly. And they were $100 back then for general admission.
Oh, we had the best. I mean, they didn't have seat backs, but, like, people started showing up to games as we started to get good, so I had to get there at door open to get our usual seats. Remember when I got into a fight with a UNC fan for the UNC game? Because they were seats? Do you remember? Yeah, were you there when this happened, when I was arguing with them? I was like, just move down. This is where we always sit. And they're like, oh, it's general admission. And I'm just like, I sit here every game, just literally move down 3 spots.
Eventually, he just gave up because it was just all the memories.
It was actually, it was a UNC game, but it wasn't a UNC fan. It was a Miami fan that was becoming a bandwagon fan. And I was like, just move down.
Exactly. It's like, dude, just move down 3 seats. You're still in the front row. You're just trying to get on TV. We know what's up.
There was also a game that Tony arrived late to the game, and like the team we were playing made a run, and so we made him go back up and sit in the back because he was bad luck.
Yeah, when I used to have the barber chair, we made him go sit up there.
We would kick him out anytime the Canes would start losing.
I know, Jackson, you were a student at the time. Yes, you used to be able to get a haircut at basketball games.
Really?
They actually had an actual barber with an actual barber chair. They used to cut people's hair during games.
That's crazy. And I know y'all's pain on that because, like, I don't know, when we played Wake Forest or just some random ACC or whatever team, you know, I can get there 15 minutes before tip off and sit in my normal great seat. But then when it's Duke, North Carolina, Florida State, you know, this goes for football too. Like, you better make sure you're there an hour, 2 hours early, because that's when all the other students decide to show up, just when we play big games and when we're good. Like last year, by the end of the year, I mean, it was so easy to get in the games. But I remember the Final Four year, the Pitt game. I remember the student tickets, which normally they'd never fully sell out. That Pitt game, the student tickets were gone in like 15 minutes. Like it was.
They just called Keyshawn's name. Look at the fro. I love it. Sorry, super exciting. Pick number 24. Congrats to the fro, Keyshawn George. Gonna be a member of the Washington Wizards. Sorry. I love him.
That's awesome.
I'm about to take my nephews to games now and be like, what's the guy on the bench in the pro? That guy went to Miami.
Hey. The fro is looking so good.
Hey, it's going to be interesting because I think, honestly, Jordan is going to be on a roster full-time next year, and I think Wong also has a good shot. So,
yeah.
Me and my buddy, so I live in – when I was home for Christmas break, we went up to a Pacers game and then stayed the night and then watched Isaiah Wong play in the Indiana G League game the next morning. And at the end of the game, they all came – you know, there was like – probably 100 people at this G League game, you know, not very many people. And he came out, and I had a big Miami sweatshirt on. When he saw my sweatshirt, his face lit up because just there were all these Kentucky fans there wanting to see Oscar. But I bet you I was the first Miami fan that was there that wanted to see him. And he was like, when he first came over, he was like, I haven't seen anybody from Miami yet. And I'm like, yeah, he was all excited. So, and you know, he's a pretty quiet guy, but that was like one of the times he was excited. Good. And that was cool to watch him play up there. And he looked good. He looked good.
Yeah. And Indiana actually did a really cool thing for him. I don't know if you saw it during the playoffs. He was on the bench. Like, he was in street clothes, of course. And the first time I was watching it with my fiance, she was like, wait a second, that's Zay. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I just saw Zay Wong. And, like, we're, like, rewinding. She's like, pause it. It was like, yep. And count on Zay to be smiling, even though he's like, you know, he wanted to play.
Yeah,
he did play in a few regular season games in the NBA. I saw his little jumper that he made for his first NBA points. I'm like, that's very much Zay.
Yeah,
kind of dribbling to the side and hitting that like mid range jumper. That's his shot. It's what we came to love, especially in that final four run. A little dribble towards the baseline and then step back and hit that little mid range shot. Made that like what, 9 times out of 10?
Oh yeah, that was his shot. But let's be honest, his greatest play ever was that dunk against Auburn, where it was just like
Jabari's
holster.
Oh, and the Elite Eight run.
Yeah,
oh,
that dunk was.
Put that on a poster.
That was a poster.
Exactly.
So that led to me blowing a bunch of money and getting frostbite in Chicago, but worth it.
Oh my god, it was so cold too. It was so cold.
Oh man, I was not dressed for it. I was at a wedding in Houston, and I'm like, I should go to this. So I changed my flight. I was flying back to DC on Sunday. I went through Chicago on the way back. All I had was a hoodie. It was like below 20 there. The wind was whipping up. Cold. No, my hands went numb. Like two. I didn't have gloves because I didn't have shit because I was in Houston. Like, this is the stupidest thing. I sat like the Union Station train station for like 2 hours trying to thaw out. My hands were tingling for like 3 weeks. Apparently that's a mild form of frostbite. I was unaware of that. I looked it up later and like, yeah, because the worst frostbite is obviously you have to amputate and stuff. I didn't get close to that. But.
Like, you'll be all right.
Right. Like, if your hands are tingling for like several, that's frostbite. It's just, it'll get better, which it did eventually. But. And then the halftime of that game, I'm like, I expected to go there and watch us get killed, but I'm like, you know, my entire life, we've never made it this far. I've seen us make the Sweet 16. We've never made it this far. Probably never will again. I'm flying that day anyway. I might as well divert through. And then who knew the next year would be in the Final Four. But so I was like, I fully show up to like, we're going to lose. It's Kansas. It's fine. Then I have to like, are we going to win? We're going to win this thing?
Oh, my God. Half time.
And then they pulled the rug out from under us.
The bottom completely fell out.
It went downhill. Once Sam fouled out, I was like, yep.
It was. I was at work. I was at work, so I couldn't watch, but I checked the score at halftime, and I was like, oh, shit. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I check again, and we're down, like, 15. I'm like, what happened?
It was horrible.
Kansas happened.
It was two halves, so totally different that it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and also Kansas, I don't think they hit a three in the first half. And I kind of, like, coming into halftime, I texted one of our friends, Melissa, and I was like, I'm kind of scared. Because they didn't hit a three, and like we weren't up a ton.
I think we were up like 6 or 8.
Exactly. I was like, we probably should be up like 15. And then they came out in the second half. They went on a run. Like, and I was like, okay.
That team was also so thin. Like, there was just no Bensley and Wuga were. And I remember everybody was freaking out, and it was bad when Wuga played in that second half. And can't, you know, he just wasn't ready back on threes.
Who?
And I think Sam fouled out, and Cam or Zay, somebody, or Charlie, I think it was Charlie, somebody, one of our other
Jordan was in foul trouble too.
Yeah.
Everybody got that's foul what really trouble screwed us
because both him and Sam were in foul trouble. It was.
Yeah, but the game turned when they were like, we're just not going to guard Wooga.
Yeah.
He was open for those threes.
He couldn't. He just froze up. He froze up bad. He froze up in the Final Four though too. He got benched in that game.
We'll say this though. Charlie Moore will always hold a special place in my heart, as Melissa knows. As you know, Vish, because you've met my fiance, she has a degree from Tech, and that Tech last minute buzzer beater.
The half court, like, that was amazing.
We've had some good like buzzer beaters in the past. That Jaquan Newton buzzer beater against
the North Carolina one. That one was
That was like a range of emotions in about 5 seconds because we give up the three to tie. I don't know how we left Joel Berry that wide open. So I'm screaming at my TV, and then Jaquan lets it go with like 2 seconds left on the clock. Like he'd easily have dribbled like one or two more times, and I'm like, what the? And then it goes in. And then I think DeJuan Hernandez got injured jumping into the pile because he got up like limping. Whoa. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Like, I was excited we won. And I thought DeJuan Hernandez was injured. And so it was just like emotional roller coaster that game.
Bruce Brown hopped across the court and jumped in the pile with his with his walking boot on.
I was like, stop.
And let's be
DeJuan was the best
three shooter. When he let go of the ball, and it was splash.
But for me, honestly, the Canes winning that Elite Eight game against Texas and me just bawling on my living room floor was probably one of the best moments of my life. I did something similarly on Monday night when the Panthers won the Cup.
That up at all on the show, Melissa, so it's good that you mentioned it.
My mom thinks I'm crazy because when my teams win, I call her, like, sobbing on the phone.
That Texas game – just I feel like I had never been through so much in a basketball game. You know, we were down till late in the second half, and they just wouldn't miss in the first half. And just like, oh, you can't. It was just thinking we were going to lose an Elite Eight again, you know, it just was, oh. But they found a way. And those last, I don't know, 3 to 4 minutes, I mean, I was like standing, and I just did not move at all. Like, I was just frozen because it was just so intense. Just like the hockey game the other night. It was just those last – few minutes were just so intense. And then when I thought Norchad fouled out, like, I was like, no way, but they made the right call. And
what was more nerve-wracking, the Drake game or the Texas game?
Texas because of the stage, but Drake was I was losing my mind watching that.
For me, it was Drake because my ass was sitting there. It was snowing in Albany. I'm like, I'm at this point, there's like 5 minutes left for this game. I'm questioning all my life. How did I make a series of life choices that involves me sitting in Albany watching this team lose to Drake in the middle of a snowstorm. So that one for me, I was like, are we seriously doing this? And then we came back.
That game was very much paralleled the Loyola Chicago game up until the end. And we actually found a way to win instead of blowing that Loyola Chicago. But it just was such a ugly game. I don't know. We just played so bad. I don't know. Isaiah had one of his worst games, and Wooga and I guess it was Wooga and Nigel that kind of carried us through that one because everyone else was that one.
So we obviously came back and pulled that out, and then I walk outside the arena, and it was St. Patrick's Day, so they lit up the whole skyline orange and green. I'm like, you know what? This is a moment. This is a moment. This is cool. It wasn't for us, but it felt like it. So
it didn't help that Drake had that kid that was like super annoying.
It was the dude.
No, the backup white guy, right?
That's right.
Connor Eggman Connor.
And I was just like, I was getting annoyed watching on TV.
No, DeBreeze couldn't make shit.
It was a scrappy guard.
They put in some freshman guy who came in.
He had the mullet.
Yeah. He came in and started fouling us. They were calling fouls on him. Like, look at this guy scrapping. Like, those are fouls. Yeah. You can call fouls.
Right. I wanted to Bill Laimbeer foul him, like straight up, like jump through the TV, do one of old school 1989 piston fouls.
Their big guy wasn't annoying. He just dominated Norchad. That's what their big guy did. That guy just – Norchad was kind of testing the ankle out, and that was not the time, man.
Yeah.
That guy, that Brody dude just totally dominated in the phone.
And also that – you know, I feel like it gets mentioned, but that Indiana game was also – awesome, especially for me because I'm in Kentucky and Indiana. I could drive to Indiana and be there in 20 minutes, and they care nothing else college basketball, I mean, same way here, but there as well. College basketball is all they live and breathe there. Like, that's all they got. And
well, the best part about that is the women went and beat them.
Yes,
that was the best time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The next night, that was special times.
All right. So, to close things out, if y'all just want to give either like a quick, way too early prediction for next season, or you want to say something about the team, or how your final thoughts, we'll copy Matt's thing. If you have a final thought for the show, before we close it out, whoever wants to start.
Well, I'll say this. I think the good news for us is, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Melissa, that we have a lot of old players. And I think that's important, especially toward the end of the season. These guys have all been around, you know, even though they haven't been with us. We have a few new guys, but we have a lot of old guys. And I really get tired of the hype that North Carolina and Duke have. So I think we're going to win the ACC this year.
Yes. I like the confidence.
And I like it, Bill. One other prediction. This is strictly for Vish. I think that our small forward, Paul Joe Bay, is going to surprise him and play good ball this year.
That's right.
I'll say what I say. Joe Bay is playing a lot of minutes. We screwed up somewhere. Stay with that. I hope you're right, Bill. I hope you're right. I'd love to be wrong.
Not the same kind of player, but he may kind of be like Wuga was in his, you know, just surprise us in a way. You know, we didn't think much of Wuga after that first year, and then Wuga was a start. And I'm not saying he's going to start, but, you know, just hey, he just – I don't think anybody's thinking about him. And I feel like it was bad moments last year, but he did some good things in some of those games last year.
And he's French, and look at all the French players this got drafted.
Jackson, give us your final thoughts, Jackson.
So Bill said we're going to win. I think we finished fourth in the ACC this year. Fourth in the ACC. I think the conference is going to be better. You know, I know North Carolina and Duke are top of the league, like, you know, as normal. You know, they're projected to be top of the league. I don't really know about anybody else yet. I just know Florida State's going to be pretty bad again, probably. We need to sweep them this year. I'm tired of losing to them. That's the one thing we have not. You know, last year wasn't great, but the last 2 years were great. But we need to stop losing games to those guys.
Are you ready to predict a 2-0 record against Florida State next season?
We're going 2-0 against Florida State this year.
We need to do that. Jackson says 2-0 against Florida State, and Bill predicts we win the ACC. I'm liking these predictions.
Since I've been a student, oh my gosh, we haven't beaten Florida State in anything, I don't feel like anything major. We beat them in baseball last year, but I think that was the Final Four weekend, so I wasn't really there for that, but basketball, we've struggled with them. Football, we've struggled. Like, we need to start beating those guys. It's been enough. And was there a second question? So fourth in the ACC.
Just your prediction. And anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to comment. I wouldn't ever really say anything bad in the offseason, but I've seen a couple of pictures of Jim in the social media post, and he just looks – I don't feel like I ever saw him look happy last year. Like, he just always looked kind of – you know, it just – I feel like last year's team frustrated him so bad, and I get it. I don't think they were – and, you know, I don't want to blame individuals, but, you know, I feel like they were maybe a little tough group to work with and some egos after the last 2 years, and we just didn't have great chemistry. But, seeing a few photos of him, it just looks like this team's kind of back to, you know – there's not as high expectations by the media, you know, like a little bit of back in the underdog role, and – they just look like they were having fun in those videos, but you know, that can be easily seen, but it looked like good vibes compared to what we saw last year. Cause I don't feel like there were any good vibes last year.
Gotcha. Canes Cat Seat. Any final thoughts or predictions?
I mean, after what I said last year, that we'll go 40-1 after losing to Florida in a preseason scrimmage. I think I'll say that we'll make the tournament.
We're going to make the tournament.
Solid prediction.
Not the ACC tournament, the actual tournament.
I'll take that.
Nate, good point, though. You do have to actually make the ACC tournament now. The bottom three don't make it, so we would not have made it this year.
Yeah. Nate, what do you think?
Super excited. See, not only how everything comes together. I had us somewhere between 2 and 5 in the ACC, safely in the tournament, no last minute drama. If you look at a lot of our games last season, even though the team was bad, there was a lot of times you could literally point to a game and say, you know what, that 3-minute stretch is where the game turned, because we had like 4 defensive breakdowns. Someone wouldn't take a charge. You know, someone blew a dunk. If you could just clean that up, you know, the wins are there. And I think some of that was team chemistry, as Jackson pointed out perfectly. The vibe seemed off. It just seemed that when we had Zay and Jordan, no matter how bad things got, you knew someone was there like, hey, we're going to be all right. Let's just calm this down. Let's get a bucket here. And also, let's be honest, we have 2 guys that can get you buckets whenever you need them. It helps. And from what I see now with Blackman, with Nigel, with Bethea, you have guys that can get buckets. And that's going to really help. So that's why I'm super optimistic. And also, plug, looking at how the women's program is doing, they're really in the race for some high-end talent. So I'm like, I'm excited. I wish, you know, I wish we could have picked up a couple more. But, you know, even though we all miss Katie, hey, Trisha's doing it. She's out there. And I think it's – I can't wait to get back to both teams being in the tournament again, because it made March a very fun
month. I love the women's plug, Nate. Me and Nate went to quite a few women's games back in the day. So, but guys, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for being regular viewers and always participating in the live chat. We appreciate y'all so much. Hopefully we'll have you guys on next year. We'll do an OG show every year and we can talk more about maybe a Natty or another Final Four run or something. But thanks so much, and go Canes. Have a good night, y'all.
Go Canes.
See you guys.
All right, good night.
See you guys.
Love it.
All right, Matt. You apparently have a final thoughts.
Well, yeah. real quick. Next show. Well, I don't think we're having another show this week. It's just this one.
Yeah.
We're moving not. Into the off season portion where we're running out of things to talk about. So, real quick, congrats to Keyshawn George, number 24 pick in the NBA draft. Drafted to the Wizards because it was a trade, so Vish will get to see him in DC.
We're going. You got. Let's see when they play the Heat, when they put the schedule out. You should come.
For sure. That'd be awesome. Shout out to the Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champs. I'm so excited. In a year that was miserable for sports for me in general, it's nice to have one awesome thing to happen. Shout out to Matt's guy, Connect, for getting drafted by the Lakers.
Anyone else you'd like to thank? Your mom, the committee, anyone else we're going before we let Matt do this thing here?
I was just trying to address everything, and since I mentioned my team, I thought I would mention Matt's team. The Mavs didn't have a pick today, so I
also a little bit of a thing here. I forgot to put it up, but you can expect this in the background next show.
Let's go.
Man.
I love it.
California State Long Beach.
Wait, are you going to put that right above your pictures, like the Shane Larkin?
It's spot right there.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. I love it.
I had to get some push pins because I didn't have any. So,
you can push pin into that wall?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cue it. Let's go.
So, as you know, your boy is in physical therapy, had physical therapy last Monday. I don't know why you're laughing, Melissa, you're laughing at my pain for my ankle. I
wasn't expecting this as the final thought. And,
well, you don't know what's coming, okay? And so, you know, I'm doing my exercises, I'm doing squats. There's a lady next to me there's like a flat bed, like a row of them. She's in the one next to me doing her thing. And all of a sudden, I'm doing my squats. I hear this little pfft, and it starts to stink really bad. And I'm like, this lady just fucking farted with her butt like in my direction. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Let alone that, that's not even the worst part. The three physical therapy people there helping all kind of look over, immediately look at me as if I was the one that did it. And I'm just like lost for words. This lady framed me. Then she looks back at me too, realizes that they're all looking at me, and I get blamed essentially for this fart, this bad smell. It's messed up. I'm coming for you.
That's PT. Disgusting.
PT lady. Disgusting, man.
Cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.